Track 1.36.
It is a pleasure to have you here today. Julia and Anthony, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us, how you came up with this idea?
Well, we had always planned to do a gap year traveling around. We had thought about different places like Europe, India, and South Africa. Then we saw stories of other young people who had made trips across Canada, and we thought it would be interesting to do the same once we graduated. It was a way to kick off our gap year. We are not the first to do this kind of trip. We were inspired by others who did the same.
And who on such a small budget?
Once we had decided to make this trip as our personal way of commemorating Canada's 150th anniversary, we thought it would be important to make the trip on a very low budget for two reasons. One, we didn't want to ask our parents for the money. They have enough on their plate, and pretty soon we would be going to university, which is expensive, especially when you are supporting two kids at the same time. So we didn't want to burden them even further. Secondly, we thought that doing it on a very low budget would force us to be more self-sufficient and resourceful. It certainly forced us to interact more with people than we would have if we had taken a more comfortable route.
Yes, for sure. Julia's point about being resourceful is very true. We each have unique skills, so we each were in charge of different tasks during the trip. I think that was one of the reasons we were able to get through such a challenging trip successfully. Julia was in charge of navigation and transportation, and I was in charge of food and shelter. We make a great team.
Maybe because as twins, we have always had to work together.
True. Another thing to note is that although this was a cross-country trip, we knew from the onset that it would be impossible to travel through all 10 provinces and 3 territories of Canada. It is probably impossible to travel across the second largest country in the world in 2 months with only $200. So, if anyone wants to repeat our feat, and we do encourage people to get out there and get to know the country, they should keep that in mind.
And we did it in the summer. It would have probably been impossible to do this kind of trip in our very cold Canadian winter.
As you showed in an earlier report, our parents, especially our mother, was very concerned for our safety.
Yes, she was. To help her feel better about our trip, we put some safety measures into place. We each had a cell phone with us at all times, and we sent her 2 messages a day. One first thing in the morning, and one before going to bed. She definitely felt more at ease knowing that we were a phone call away. Another thing we promised to do was to ask her to wire us money if we ever really needed it. Luckily, we never did, but it was good to have that as a backup plan.
What was the highlight of your trip?
For me, I'd have to say it was the 2 days we spent with a family in Quebec and getting to know the French-Canadian culture.
Really? For me, the highlight was that day on the farm. Remember?
Oh, yes. That was quite exciting. And scary.
Well, we had been working on the farm for a week, so we were quite familiar with the routine. On this day, we wake up really early and head down to the fields to continue the harvest, which is done with a big machine called a combine. Anthony has been in training for a week, and this is the day he gets to drive the combine by himself. All is going well when suddenly Anthony loses control and the combine is racing off across the fields. It almost crashes into one of the barns, but luckily it stops just short of the barn and disaster is averted. Can you imagine what would have happened if he was not able to stop?
Wow, what a scare. What advice would you give to other young people who might be thinking of doing a similar trip?
Well, it depends on a lot of things. What kind of trip the person wants to do, what time of the year they intend to travel, how much money they have to spend, and so on. So, all of these things need to be taken into account. Based on these factors, they can decide on what kind of experience they want to have. The most important thing is to travel with at least one other person for safety and company, and to have a plan. After that, everything else will fall into place.
Julia and Anthony, thank you.
Thank you.